Hey Siri, give me H-Town Soccer.
Talking all things Houston Dynamo FC. This is the official Dynamo Theory Podcast. We are Forever Orange. What up, H-Town? Welcome to another episode of the official Dynamo Theory Podcast. This is a special episode as I am joined by Manny Gutierrez from EB El Batallón, one of the leadership of the council for sure. So, man, Manny, I'm glad that you're here with me today, man.
Hey, man, I'm glad to be here. Thanks for the invite.
Yeah, so, you know, we're trying to introduce all the supporter groups as we can to more fans. So, you know, I'm one of those that I love to see the stadium full and rocking. So I think the soul for sure of the stadium tends to be, you know, the supporter section, man. But, you know, let's just talk a little bit about you before we hit on El Batallón, EB, sure, and stuff like that. And so, man, you know, where are you from and maybe how did you fall in love with soccer?
Born and raised in Houston, from South Park. I've lived some time in Juarez. Mostly my love of soccer came from my tío, my mother's brother, Toño, and they're all from originally from San Luis Potosí. They moved to Tamaulipas in their youth and kind of settled out there before most of the family, you know, moved over to this side of the Grand. And they were real Chivistas, man. They're big on Chivas. And I don't know, man. Kind of got into that. I could see it because of the football when I was younger, but something just, it wasn't for me. Like Chivas wasn't for me. And I was as a young kid, I guess in my early to mid teens, I really gravitated towards Pachuca and what they were doing with their youth movement, what they were doing with like the type of players that they were, you know, bringing up from the ranks and the type of football they were playing and, you know, watching them, being able to see them win a Copa Sudamericana and go toe to toe with some of the best teams in the world. It was football in itself. It's like life, man, you know, because it's like life and it's like an escape from it. No matter what it is that's going on for 90 minutes, you can get away from it. And it also is like it because no matter how hard you try, you end up losing, you end up with a tie. Sometimes you get lucky and that goal hits in the back and it's just so much of an allegory to it for how life is. And that's and the passion that it inspires all the way around the world. You know, clubs are connected to communities, you're connected to ideologies and identity. And that sort of tribalism, I think that goes beyond just sport and what those crests mean to so many people. That's what really like gets me fired up, man, for the sport.
That's pretty awesome. I'm glad that you went to Pachuca, not America, for sure.
No, yeah. And believe me, it's like I had people that were trying to lobby you. It's like, okay, if you don't like Chivas, then you should go to America. I was like, I've never really been a big, like, you know, going just for a championship team, aside from when, like, the Dynamo got here because it was a local team. Yeah. But, like, my team in Spain, Valencia. Sure. My team since, like, 2007 in England has been Tottenham. Yeah. Marseille in France, in Argentina, Rosario Central. So, I like a lot of stories, and I like this depth with it, and not necessarily just for the trophy case, but that connection for it, man.
No, for sure, man. And it's funny because the way you mentioned your story, it's a little similar to mine. Actually, my mom is from San Luis Potosí and that's from Mexico City. And I was born in Mexico City, but we moved to Tamaulipas before making the jump to Houston. And I've been here ever since. Love it, man. But I guess we'll move a little bit, man, to EB, right? To El Batallón. That's what we're here to kind of discuss. And, you know, you mentioned the fact that you became a Pachuca fan, so you probably enjoy those early matches between Dynamo and Pachuca for sure. But just tell us a little bit of, you know, how long you've been a part of EB, how did you join, and, you know, maybe a little bit of history on that.
Yeah. Well, you know, the first Dynamo game I ever went to was fairly late in the 2006 season. It was against Chivas USA. And, you know, I didn't know at the time that there was this rivalry that was sort of like it non. Apparently, like, some of their guys had gone into the sections, stolen some banners. There was some run-ins. And because of that, there was this sort of clashing. But I ended up there and I had no idea, you know, I was expecting very soccer momish, not a whole lot of, you know, just kind of golf claps, NBA style, you know, stuff like you would see at an MLB game. At that time, the Astros weren't so great either. So that's all I had for like my taste of sports here in the US. And that's what I was expecting. And when I saw this gang, like this mob, just like walk in, I heard the drums, I heard the chants and the songs. I was like, yo, I know these, I know this. It was like, it wasn't, we at the time, they didn't still have the morgueros at the time. So they were still kind of refining the sound. They were still getting the money together to get everything. But I saw that and I was like, man, I definitely gotta do that. So I made it my goal to join. And, you know, I approached very shyly, Greg, one of the older members, there really like took me under his wing. At 2007, I was like all in and I made every effort. I don't think I missed a home game that entire, season. And, you know, like I ended up going to the DC final. I had to work for the Frisco final, so I couldn't make it out there, but I knew that next year I was in college, I was doing part-time jobs and ended up, I quit fooling around and ruining, you know, spending my money. And I like sold my plasma just to be able to like, go down on, like be able to break down the cost of a van to head out to DC, with some of the guys. And, man, just to see that final and be able to travel out there and be that whole season and enjoy that, you know, since then it's been bittersweet, even with the Pachuca stuff, like you mentioned before, it was bittersweet. It was bittersweet to see that, but Houston's always going to be my first love and everything that it's given me. Yeah, man, since then it's just been history. I've been here consistently. I've carried them on my skin, and it's in my heart. And at this point, it's just about trying to grow the community for this club and the passion of the sport here in the city.
Yeah, man, it's really cool. No, like I said, I think before recording and in the beginning, just the supporter groups like EB are the soul, man, in the heart of the team. You know, like you need those supporters in the stadium for sure. And you know, I did wanted to ask you because I thought about it just now, really. But okay, so you have El Batallón, right? And they've been here since the very beginning, along with Texanian Army. One thing that I do, you probably obviously will break it down better, but is there some kind of subgroups within EB? I know you mentioned more.
Yeah, absolutely. EB is like a confederation. It's almost like the way that Hustle Town works. Let's put it like this: like if Hustle Town was the UN. And EB was the US and we were states, right? So we've got within EB, we break down into smaller cliques. That's the way to keep things controlled. We have our sub leaders, hey, yo, when we have our council meetings of what's going to go down and where we're going to get, you know, certain volunteers from or what certain resources are going to, you know, who's going to be available, rather than have, you know, one, two, three people try and be over, you know, everyone. It's broken down to, you know, who you speak to, who you answer to. So we've got like the Houston Casuals, we've got Los del Cuartel, LDC, which is big on our, like our Central American contingent, not just Central Americans, but that's really where they started. That's where the roots are. You know, we've got, we used to have the Brickwall Boys. They've kind of, you know, gone and grown up and grown older, I guess, and started making families. But yeah, man, it's all clicks. You've got the Grifos del Tablón, and then, you know, you've got general just EB members that aren't to a specific click, but essentially all of those subgroups is what makes it easier for us to be able to do our big projects and our game-to-game function.
Okay. Yeah, and I guess, well, you know, that's a good transition, man. So let's talk a little bit about game day, you know, going to PNC, games at PNC. What can one expect, you know, being a part of EB?
You know, the thing with EB is what you give is what you get. So you decide, you know, El Batallón, we always say El Batallón is for anyone, but it's not for everyone because there is an expectation from you. If you choose how much you get involved by how much you give and how much you want to get in, but there's always an expectation of what you're going to do. When you go in, you're expected to make the effort, learn the song, sing it, give it your all. Those, you know, 90 to 100 minutes, you're going to leave it all. You're gonna drop your ovaries. You're gonna leave your balls, your whole, your soul, all of it, it right there in the section, man. A lot of times you lose our voice. We've got a little trick now where we're passing around Halls, you know, Halls candies, just so you don't lose your voice. But it's always consistently the guys who are playing, in Los de Siempre LDS, which is the heart and soul of what EB is. It's what keeps us going. You know, they've got their lips all like swollen from the breast. Their hands are all like callous. Their arms are all shaken and swollen from banging on the drums and whatnot. So you give everything. You're paying to do this out of love. 2 hours before the match, we show up to our base. It's Texas Tailgate right across the street on the north end where the rail runs. Where that barbecue spot used to be, but Texas Tailgate, Juan, mad love for him and what Anna have done. They're both local, which is really big for us. Anytime we've tried to have our base, we prefer it to be run and operated and hopefully owned by local people. We've got a lot of conglomerates and a lot of stuff that comes from like Austin, California and whatnot, or owned by big hospitality conglomerates. And for us, that's good. Don't get me wrong. Those things are great. And they're necessary, but for what we want to do, if we're talking about, you know, being for Houston, picking up the community, it's about doing that from the grassroots of everything we do. So we go there at Texas Tailgate, usually 2 hours before. If you're a drinker right now, Modelo and our boy Jesus has been amazing with being our sponsor. We typically have a kegger. You pay your game day dues. Right, your game day dues, you get your wristband, all you can drink until it floats. Typically there's some freebies flowing around from the Modelo girls and whatnot, and you know, get nice and loose until we start warming up, and then we march down to the stadium, and it starts from there. You start giving it all from there. Usually if like there's a little caveat, I guess, if you go show up early enough, if you want to be part of like those who hang up our colors and whatnot, once we get to know you, typically about 2 hours as well, right before the keg pops, we're already inside hanging up the tiras. We're putting the trapos in. We come back out to have some brews. Usually it can be pretty brutal, especially for those midday games that they were giving us. In the middle of the summer in Houston, the sun doesn't set till 9, so it's hot.
Yeah.
Once we get in there, that's it, man. It's like you're on the clock. And it's zone time. And when I say it's on the clock, I guess it's from my perspective, because it was a time where I either played the drums or used to wave the flag. I just used to enjoy myself and sing. And I still do enjoy myself, don't get me wrong, but with much less responsibility.
Sure.
So when you're on the clock, it's like to remember that, yo, when you're with us, what we do, everything, every single like lyric, if you listen to what it is about the love for the city, for the crest, I give my all for you just to see you win, whether you win or lose. Even if you don't lose today, I'm still with you. It's about more than just the players on the field, on the bench. You know, there's this, you know, saying in Spanish, you know, los años pasan, pasan los jugadores, la directiva, pero el hincha siempre sigue. Yeah. No matter what, the years can come and go, the championships can come and go, but at the end of the day, the crest, the colors that stay, it's what represents the city, and it's what represents the people, the person that's sitting right next to you. So remember, just as you sing for the victory, just as you sing for the 3 points and want to see success, you're also singing because you want to lift up the person right next to you. It means that much to you, that crest, that color. It's your community. And what it represents, and if you feel like that, like you really want to put Houston on the map, not for everyone else, but for us,
yeah.
Then you know that's what you're going to get from EB, and that's what we're going to expect from you. And if you love that, then continue to come. And if you want to get more involved, if you want to get into the Tifos, if you want to get, you know, into our projects, into our charity, then again, you choose to get involved. Sure. Obviously, our biggest currency is time, effort.
Yeah.
Time and effort is the biggest currency. Some people can't do it because we're in a blue collar city. Work schedules can be very taxing, and family as well. We always accept donations and money, but, and that's super appreciated and super necessary. That's not something that we require, especially, you know, we got some younger members that, you know, don't really have it. There's others that have families, so that's fine. Bring the kids, bring the fam, help us paint, you know, help us fix up the flags, help us, you know, do the banners, and help us out when we're doing our charity drives, all that good jazz.
Yeah, that's one thing that I want to interject here is, you know, just obviously PNC, you know, being at home, those games. I think one thing that maybe a lot of people don't realize is you guys have a lot of young guys, like a lot of youth, a lot of, you know, maybe barely teenagers, probably, and some under. And, you know, it's something that maybe goes unnoticed in some aspects. But I think that's good because you guys are, you know, developing that new fandom, that those kids that have, what's it called? They've been here or ever since the Dynamo were here, something that we didn't have, right? Something that, you know, we were talking about it. It's like we were, you know, in our late teens, in fact, not necessarily grown up with the team. So, you know, it's going to take a bit compared, you know, if you're comparing it to bigger teams around the world, right? And so that fandom, it's great to see a lot of young kids and, you know, women, ladies, girls, all kind of people being a part of the EV for sure, man.
Oh yeah. And that's really our MO. If I can, it's our MO is, you know, when we got together and we were all young, we all had the clubs of our fathers, either whether you came to Houston or you were born here or you ran here from something or you were dragged here. There was something in your roots that, you know, Dynamo was not your childhood club. Right. But we do this not for ourselves, not for our own glory, but for those kids who are going to grow up never knowing a life without Dynamo.
Right.
Never knowing a world without Dynamo. And we want to give them something that they can connect to their roots from where they come from, but also with a sense of pride of, you know, the melting pot, the internationality of what Houston is and the city that we love, for them to just as much as you feel connected to that, to feel connected to it right here at home. It's like, this is for you. Cause one day I'm going to be too old to do this shit, man. Yeah. A lot of us are going to be too old to do this shit. I want to be 40 something years old. I don't want to be like Dizel in my 60s and still trying to run this shit, sure. You know, yeah. in Boca. And, and I want to stand up to the, you know, I want to be at the top of the section once I get older and my knees can't stand, you know, I can't stand on the rails the entire game, and watch these young kids that grew up in the club, you know, that grew up knowing that, you know, the club gave them something fairly constructive. And it truly is constructive to do on the week. I fucked around a lot in my youth. On the weekends, we didn't have that. So I mean, I ended up in like rehab and whatnot. If I'm going to get like personal, if I had had something like this, the community and the support system that EB is, I may have not made those mistakes. It's a butterfly effect. Cause if I hadn't made those mistakes, I wouldn't be here, but we want to offer that, you know, to those kids, you know, if rather than being in SWAT, being, you know, on the East End and fucking around and getting in trouble, you know, I'd come out to the games, you know, hit us up. We work with some of the high schools that have soccer programs. We've tried to reach out to some band programs as well. We haven't gotten as much positive response, but we'll subsidize their tickets. It's like, come out to a match, come hang out with us. Sure. It's rowdy, get your energy out, scream this out, how proud you are for the city, but this is for you. This is for you kids, so that you, again, you have something that's your own. That's going to be for you, that when you grow up, you have something that you can, that you've grown in character, that you forge character, that you can, and in that turn, pay it forward to those that come after you.
Yeah, for sure, man. You know, it's funny because, you know, obviously to an extent, you know, maybe around the league, especially, you know, EV gets this bad rep. And I think it's just a lot of that back story is not seen or heard, and it's not fair because at the end of the day, you know, things are going to happen no matter where you're at, type of thing. And so it's not fun for these kids to be not given the opportunity to just be themselves and enjoy the game as well, man, for sure. But and we can come back to more of this, man. I can tell that you're passionate about it, and I love it. That's how I roll for sure. But I just want to interject a little bit too on just away matches, right? So we talked about home, you know, you guys do two hours before the game and all that stuff. So kind of what is a away match watch party here in Houston look like for you guys?
You know, it's like, wow, it's been kind of weird because, you know, we used to go to, when we were at Kings pre-COVID, we used to be out there and we would like raffle off game day tickets, raffle off small swag. You know, if you showed up before a certain time, before the first half, here's your free ticket. Here's a, you know, a discount on beer or your tab. COVID kind of messed that stuff up. Sure. And the economy and where we're at right now, it's kind of messed stuff up. Cause I have to understand just because there's another thing, because we work with local owners, they have, not that they don't have the resource, they have less resources behind them to play with. So it's you know, the expectations need to be leveled out. Right now, it's been difficult building that back up after COVID or post COVID because Man, I don't know if you've seen the price of eggs, like you
No.
know, it's all
Yeah.
right. Luckily, it, you know, with EB, we don't sell a membership.
Okay.
Your membership, your dues are by what your actions are, spoken word to action. But if you're here long enough or if somebody vouches for you, you can get your Socio Naranja benefits, which is a
Okay.
card that at base will give you 20% off, or I'm sorry, 15%. My apologies, 15% off your tab, whatever it is that you get at the bar. It also gets you like first denial to away trips,
Okay.
cheaper swag and whatnot. Everything that we do, I'm not gonna just ask for, we want to give you something. So away, we're trying to get back to that. In fact, we have a meeting tomorrow to be able to focus more on away games
Okay.
because so much of what our focus has been, what EB is family. So the last couple of years has been difficult, and to ask of all that we give on game day and then throughout the week, the band that's practicing, like we're gonna have this meeting on tomorrow. We've got a council meeting, but then Sunday we're gonna be washing and maintaining and repainting our trapos, our tiras, and whatnot. So we've got like everybody that comes out to do that. The guys from the band, they're working on replacing drum heads, tuning up their instruments, practicing. So this is more than just game day. There's a lot that leads up to it. So to ask them after COVID and the price to be like, hey, you know what? Come out and spend some money on away games. It's been difficult. I won't
Sure.
lie to you, the
Yeah.
last couple
Yeah.
of seasons, but we're working on getting some incentives. It would be Texas tailgate, and we have done a few, and some have gotten nice and big. But again, it's difficult. A lot of the games that we got were just terrible timing during the week,
Yeah, that's the only good favor about MLS that did to us, right? 7:30 pretty
Right.
much every Saturday. You know the
Saturday,
time.
occasional Wednesday, but
Yeah.
absolutely. So with that, it allows us to be able to plan, para planificar mejor
Sure.
acá todo lo que van a ser los partidos acá de visitante, and I think that's gonna play big into that. So what we'll expect is going back to that same thing. We'll be raffling off game day tickets. We'll be raffling off some swag every now and again on the games. Will be perks that come in when you come in. Again, if you choose to do 30, $40, whatever we decide on for your Socio Naranja, that's all the time. Anytime you show up to the bar, not game day, not away, but there too, there's going to be drink specials on game day. So we're working on those details to finalize that, just like we had it in King's Court when we used to have, a solid 50 or 60 people show up, again, pre-COVID. So now it's got to work with what the new normal is, right? So, but that will be, that's our big goal for this season again, because there's some stability. There's a give and take with that Apple, but giving us those Saturday games for the most part, it's going to enable us to do a whole lot more of going back to that. So, raffles, cheap drinks, going in there, chanting, learning new business. The more you meet people, the more you'll decide how much you want to get involved. And as you do that, the more I feel those who have gotten closer to us, the more you start to gravitate when you start to really meet people on a human level. You talked about the bad rep that we get, but oftentimes it's really about, man, there's a lot of people that normally would never get into any sort of
Yeah.
like
Yeah.
physical altercation or try to avoid it at all costs
Sure.
until you mess with this person that I love, until you get in there
Yeah, for
on their
sure.
bedside, right? And it gives you learning and meeting each other like that. It gives you a sense of family and community. So to expect that, to be able to like drink and feel comfortable and feel belonging and getting rowdy and just, it's going to be mostly Saturdays. So
Yeah.
it's burn a little bit of steam, burn off some steam on a weekend before you, I don't know, maybe after the match, everybody kind of maybe does a tour of a few of the bars or something. But yeah, man, it's really, just like with home games, away games are going to be about just family growth and building. It's like, come on out, meet us, have some good times, and just, be part of the vibe, man.
Yeah, I think last season, I'm gonna see if I can tie it together to what you said a little bit. But yeah, last season, I went to, this is before I decided to join any supporter group, but I went to Robert, not Robertson, George R. Brown. You guys were painting, flags, the big TIFO. And the reason I was gonna say it was a big, it was great. I got a big preview of it, a couple weeks before the big on billing, but it was the Perro Fiel. So, you know, you
Oh
hit on
yeah,
the
okay.
fact that, you know, you got to be faithful. And
Yeah.
so that's the attribute that you're talking about. You know, it gets to a point that, you know, you get the passion is there. So, you know, the passion is always going to be there. And then if you mess with someone that you're passionate next to, you know, that's when things can definitely like get a little more rowdy than normal for sure.
Sure.
But, yeah, well, I guess we'll finish off just this section of just away games about away trips, right? You know, obviously we know COVID threw a monkey wrench and all this stuff. I was trying to do like a trip every year. And I went 18, I went to Dallas, 19, I went to Philadelphia, and then basically it died for a while, right?
Yeah.
It wasn't until, like I mentioned to you before we started recording, I went to Dallas with you guys. And then, you know, with the supporter group. So I rode in a bus. Awesome experience, man. I'm the type that, you know, I took those 4 hours to just relax. You know, obviously
Simone.
There's people there, you know, drinking, partying it up, man. Do what you please. No one's really getting in your way, man.
Right.
I have two kids. I needed a nap, you know,
yeah.
At least 30 minutes or something. But you know, it was great because, you know, being together like with the, you know, like you people from supporter groups, people that are just there to want to be together with the group away, you know, especially against Dallas that we all hate for sure. You know, it was just the passion that EB brought there was great. And, you know, the saying of, you know, you've traveled for so long, you spend money to be here, like, you know, give it your all, you know, like win or lose doesn't really matter, which we should have won that game, right?
Sure.
But you know, maybe you want to go into some that away game, maybe, you know, if you guys went to Austin and any other trip that, you know, you guys tend to go to.
Yeah, man. I mean, just like you said, if we're going to make the effort, especially with a match like Austin and how much they charge, you know, if you're going to do this much. And so there's, I guess, two different mentalities. And it's okay to be that sort of fan. You know, you talk about the soul and the heart of the club being the supporters groups. You know what? The families that go out there that spend, you know, 80, 90 bucks because they get a bunch of hot dogs and they get a bunch of nachos and beers. That's important. I need you to have your kids out there. This is what makes the entire community, right? But you know, just like we need doctors, we need electricians. And just like we need electricians, we need plumbers. And we also need shit shovelers, right? We need those who are doing the nitty gritty of it. And when we go out there, like as a community to like one face, we go out there. It really is about giving it your all. You know, you may have not been in that environment all season, but going out there is important. For this season, we're already planning. There's a small group. It might be get a little better, a bigger going to Cincinnati. Last season we did Nashville. Some of the boys did Colorado. I think mostly that was the Surge. I know there was at least one other that I wasn't able to make it to, but. Shit, what was it? 2018. I went out to Guatemala, you know, and then that we did
Did
New
you
York.
Guys go to
Philly.
Did you guys go to Monterrey too?
So I didn't get to go
okay.
because of my work schedule.
Sure.
But a solid group of like
okay.
20, 25 of EB did make it out there, and they were hanging out in you know, La Vicky. And they had some discada y todo el pedo, you know, just like hanging out. And one of the guys, great guy, plays brass with us. I'm not gonna name him by. I'm not gonna like call him out, but he had so much discada and beer. The man like fell asleep on the sidewalk before the match, dude. When he saw it first, he saw like it was all red with the pork. He's like, man, I'm not sure about this, but apparently, first taste, he was just like. This is, and he just stuffed himself with these scala and a bunch of Indio beer and just like blacked out before they got to the match. So it was good, man. And it's like going out there and again, traversing all those miles, crossing borders with these people, you make these connections and that connection that it's a proxy, man. It connects you to the crest. It connects you to the club, just like it connects you to the people, those stories, those memories. You don't forget shit like that.
Yeah.
You know, when traveling out to, you know, obviously the interstate matches are big. If you get with us, we'll give you information on like who's going. We give first refusal to those who have been working most we do give some to seniority, but with our thing is like, it doesn't matter so much how long you've been with us, is what you've been doing, how much you give, how much you're able to, or how much you have given. With that, you know, the Socio Naranja, you can get first refusal on it, but we take those buses. We work with the club to get everybody taken care of. We work with Heineken and other beer sponsors to get his booze on there, to get us fed if we have enough time. And it's about, you know, again, I mean, if this much is being afforded to you, to the club, there's a reason for it. You know, you work this hard, you sweat this hard consistently for the love of the crest, that it's going to be some of that reciprocated. It's not a given, and it's something that shouldn't be taken for granted, because so many other clubs, so many other sporting clubs, they won't do this for their fans. You know, you're all you are is a consumer of product. And that's why it's so that, and because we feel so much more like a club and a community, because soccer, even if it is a franchise, even if it is an American franchise, it's never going to be the same thing as the Texans. It's never going to be the Astros. It's never going to be the Rockets. They're very tied to the community just because of the history of football. So with that, traveling away from home, getting away from our own environment, being in a foreign land with the people that you know are like side by side with you and watching – better if it's victory, but if it isn't, sing louder. Let them know we're fucking crazy from Houston. Give it your all. These guys are fucking losing. What's wrong with them? They haven't shut the fuck up. So what? He's like, good, even better. Like, show them who it is that we are, because we do it for Houston. These players may come and go. I've seen so many players come and go over the last 15, 16 years, but we're still here. You know, the club is still here. And the name and the people that it represents, that Houston emblazoned across, that's always going to be the most important. And remember that that's who it is that we represent anytime that we travel. Going out to Austin, going out to Dallas, remember, those are our big rivals. But at the end of the day, we go there not just to, or not with the sole purpose of shithousing this other team. There will be some of that, I promise you. And typically it's perpetrated by the others.
I was there for that game.
Definitely. And that's kind of the issue, is like, and where you said, like, we get a bad rap, and it might be because it's a widespread Houston mentality, but you want to try and be as polite as possible, man, because you just don't know who you're going to push or where people's limits are or where their boundaries are. And it's like, you might, if you get lucky, you might get popped in the mouth. So don't like talk random shit. So that happens, right? Obviously. We always know that it's like, look, we don't go for that. If it happens, stand your ground, protect your people, look out, keep your eyes on a swivel. But first and foremost, we're there for the club. We're there for the pride of who it is we are. Enjoy yourselves. Have some fun. Let it all out without being a prick. And yeah, man, like I said, it's the memories, it's the connections you make, and the connection to the team, and the connection to the person next to you.
And talking about connections, man, how can people join? You know, how can they reach out to you, join EB? You know, obviously, I'm sure you guys aren't turning members away, right? Like, the more the merrier, for sure.
Oh, so, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, so. Just like I said earlier, you know, El Batallón is for anyone, but it's not for everyone, you know, if you feel like it's not your vibe. But, you know, you can hit us up on IG. It's El Batallón. It's EL underscore Batallón underscore. You hit us up on Twitter, which is at Batallón EB. We still use Facebook, which is EB La Banda del Dynamo. And we got a meeting tomorrow. We may do like a Discord group to have a more open, but yeah, we're not turning anybody away. We do ask, first and foremost, before you ask to be part of these social media groups, before you ask to be especially part of like the closed Facebook group that we have. I know a lot of young kids don't do Facebook anymore, but it's a very easy way for us to stay connected and communicating. Meet us. Let me know who you are. Come and meet us. I know sometimes it can be very daunting, or it can feel intimidating when there's a group that's really seems to be close knit. Like, man, I'm not sure. I don't want to step on toes, or you know, I've heard a lot of stories. Who does it? They are. Well, you know what? Stories are stories. And I'll tell you this: if you're swayed by hearsay, EB may not be for you. But if you're willing to put yourself out there and be genuine, and whoever it is that you are, and you're passionate about what it is that we represent, this city of Houston and this club and this crest, and you're willing to back that up with your actions, bro, our doors are open, and they will stay open. Our doors will be more than open. Our arms will be open to you as well. Yeah. So come and meet us. Come have a drink. Don't be afraid. There's a lot of people that are always surrounding me. I wish I could say hi to everyone. I wish I could, you know, give my hand to everyone in it, but you know, there's only so many hours in a day. So don't be afraid to come up and see me, see Will, see Danny. If you play band in school, hit up Danny, whatever brass or whatever, you know, percussion or anything that you think you can add into it. But we're open to it. What we do ask for is consistency. Yeah. So before you ask to get onto that group, we have a disclaimer like, please come out and meet us first. Please come out and share in our space, be in our atmosphere, and let us be in yours as well. And so we can, you know, so there's not it. So our relationship doesn't start with an avatar and a screen name.
Sure.
You know, that I put the face and the person and the space there first before. So I know your identity and who it is that I'm talking to. So I know that there's a human being, and remember that there's a human being behind that screen.
Sure, man. Oh, it's good stuff, man. I think you taught us a lot about what EB and, you know, for the memberships to continue growing, man. I think it's, again, vital to the club, to the city, to the stadium vibe, you know. Obviously, you guys party. And that's the thing. Maybe we should end it with this. You guys party no matter what the result is.
Always, always, so, dog, always.
Know, and for a while, it looked like, didn't they have those big towers and people were climbing them and vibing?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We're like, yeah. No, fuck it. I mean, like, that's just, yeah.
Yeah, I didn't see them towards the end of the last couple games.
Yeah, no, they removed them for a reason. I think the last time they had them, they had big signs, no se trepen, do not climb. They were like, it was like that one meme from Arthur. He's like, this sign can't stop me. I don't know how to read. And he's like, so we just climbed up there and like, it's like, yeah, well, you know. We can only have so many nice things, but yeah, man, win or lose, dude. It's like, it's, you know, celebrating all that. And we're going to go buck wild. We're going to go balls to the wall every single time. And again, know that, I mean, we may not be the safest of spaces. You're going to, you know, there's going to be some, que te van a reventar los huevos. Sure, they're going to break your balls, but that's love. You know, so know that, you know, it's going to be fun and games. It's going to be, but when we get to business, we do get to business about, we're serious about what we do. We do it even when we're enjoying ourselves. Yeah. Even when we party, we do it right.
Hey,
so
a little banter is never kill anybody, man. Yeah.
Well,
I don't know about a little.
I don't know. Yeah, I hear you.
But Manny, man, thank you so much for joining me today, man. Super
thanks
happy
for having
that
me.
We have to chat. And I guess it might as well officially, I think I reached out to Instagram, and that's how we use your music to end it. So
Simon.
In every episode ends with EB
El Matador,
playing some music. So, and thanks again. Thanks for joining me.
And I thank you.